Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County ISU Extension Office is our Families Coordinator, Sue Richardson, joining us now. So thank you very much, Sue, for being on.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet, Sue. Well, first and foremost, we're a little bit removed from the Green County Fair. I'm sure you'd like to just take a moment and tell everybody your kind of thoughts and have some comments regarding that topic.
Yes, the Green County Extension would like to thank all of the volunteers and staff who made the 2018 fair a big success. It takes a lot of workers to make the fair run smoothly, and we certainly appreciate all who gave their time and talents.
All right. Well, now that the fair is officially over and done with, I guess it's back to business as normal here at the Green County ISU Extension Office. And one particular program that's already underway deals with those focusing more on the caregiver aspect of loved ones. Can you give us an update about that particular program?
Sure. Powerful Tools for Caregivers started Tuesday. It is held at the Catholic Parish Center for five more Tuesdays from 1:30 to 3 p.m. If you happen to miss the first class but would still like to participate, you can call the Extension Office at 515-386-2138. Powerful Tools for Caregivers teaches participants how to take care of themselves when providing care for a loved one. The class will provide a variety of stress-reducing techniques, and participants will become aware of community resources that can help in this journey. Also, Iowa Central will be offering a program on servant leadership. It will be held on Wednesday, July 25th from 11:30 to 1 at the Extension Office. This program teaches the values of self-assessments and the roles that morals, ethics, and integrity play in organizational values. The cost is $10 to attend, which includes lunch. Pre-registration is required, and you register by calling not the Extension Office, but the Iowa Central number at 515-574-1293.
All right, and then of course we switch back to a rather very important meeting that you've got coming up at the end of this week. Tell us a little bit about what Extension is going to be providing for folks on a very timely topic.
The Farmland Leasing Arrangement Workshop will be at the Extension Office on Friday, July 27th from 9 to noon. Topics will include Iowa Cash Rental Rate Survey, Iowa Land Value Survey, impacts of yields and prices, comparisons of different types of leases, lease termination, the use of spreadsheets for decision making, nutrient reduction strategy, as well as other resources and issues. The cost to register is $25 for individuals or $30 per couple. Walk-in registrations will need to pay an additional $5. The workshop is 2.5 to 3 hours with a 100-page book provided. Steve Johnson, ISU Farm Manager Specialist, is the presenter. Food Preservation 101, another course, will be offered on Tuesday, August 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 here at the Extension Office. The participants will learn about various safe home food preservation methods, including canning, dehydrating, and freezing. They will also get to taste different home-preserved items. The cost is $10 per person. 4-H students can attend with a parent. Come and have Ann Hewer, a nutrition and wellness specialist, teach you about the latest recommendations for food preservation. On Wednesday, September 19th, a program called Grab and Go will be taught by Carol Ehlers, finance specialist for ISU Extension. Devastating disasters like a flood or tornado are a vivid reminder of life's uncertainty. Have you ever wondered what you would do if you had to leave your home suddenly? What would you grab if you only had a few minutes to escape? Make your own Grab and Go file case so that family members can quickly grab it and go. This program will provide a roadmap for important papers that could be needed in an emergency. Needed documents would include wills, investment, insurance information, bank documents, and many more. Other valuable information will be provided. Are you ready? More information on this program will be provided at a later date.
And something that kind of goes along those same lines is another topic that you'd like to bring up. And nothing has been kind of set in stone yet as far as a date and time that this topic will come around here at the Green County ISU Extension Office. But still, you'd like to get some information, initial information out there for people. And it's dealing with the aspect of mental health.
Yes, mental health is going to be an 8-hour course that teaches participants how to identify, understand and respond to the signs of mental illnesses and substance use disorders. The training gives participants the skills they need to reach out and provide initial help and support to someone who may be developing a mental health or substance use problem or experiencing a crisis. Why is this program so important in Iowa? Because farming is stressful and may become even more stressful. Individuals working in farming, fishing, forestry have the highest rate of suicide overall as compared to any other profession. This rate is even higher than military veterans. This is mostly due to the job-related isolation and demands, stressful work environments, and work-home imbalance that farmers face. And even more challenging are those conditions beyond a farmer's control, such as weather, fluctuating commodity prices, tariffs, variable crop yield, and machinery breakdowns. So stay tuned for additional information about this program. If you have an immediate concern or crisis, you can sure call the Iowa Concern at 1-800-477-1985 or live chat one-on-one with someone at a hotline about your situation. Be proactive and find ways to help yourself and your family during a crisis or disaster.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with Green County ISU Extension Families Coordinator Sue Richardson. Once again, Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.